Yat'eh, it is good. Nanaba nishlin. I am my father and I am my mother. Toahiaglini is where the water flows together. And that's my mother. Red running into the water clan, Tachitni is my father. Bit'ahni, the folded arms clan, is my grandfather. And my father's father is French German. So I want to invite us all to consider ourselves walking a path, a spiritual path. And for the Diné people, we say, I walk in beauty. Huizhong go na shado. These are my ancestors. This is between 1863 and 1868. This is the Navajo people. They were marched over 400 miles away from our ancestral home. Their spiritual battle of the time was to call in an ancient resilience in the face of oppression, violence, suffering, disease. We see these people having to call on a determination to see the beauty in a struggle. This photo is of the Peacemakers delegation that went to Washington, D.C. in 1868 to sign the peace treaty, which allowed the Navajo, the Diné people, to return to our ancestral land. I start with our ancestors because it is because of their sacrifices that we are here today. And these spiritual battles that each generation has an opportunity to contribute to its transformation is one and the same. We must develop the inner sense of beauty. So today I want us to think about beauty as an element of spiritual resilience. So this is me and my son. I want to invite you today to walk a path, a spiritual path, a beautiful path, and call on this word beauty. We say huizhong, and invite you to investigate the Navajo ceremony. It's called the Beauty Way, the Blessing Way ceremony. And for myself, I had to turn to my culture in order to recognize the beauty in the world. And so together, we'll investigate Navajo, Beauty Way, and its relation to the Baha'i faith. All are welcome to investigate and walk a path of service together with us. So this is the traditional Navajo prayer. It is, beauty before me I walk, with beauty behind me I walk, with beauty below me I walk, with beauty all around me I walk. It has become beauty again. Huizhong nahasklin, beauty has been restored. We say this four times to each direction. It is this prayer that set my relatives again here in this photo in 1962, 1963, on a journey, a spiritual quest to find the everlasting beauty. And what they found was a global community attracted to this same beauty, the ancient beauty, the blessed beauty. They found Baha'u'llah. Baha'u'llah is the prophet founder of the Baha'i faith. And we believe that Baha'u'llah has come to humanity to restore beauty again. Baha'u'llah says, O friends, abandon not the everlasting beauty for a beauty that must die. And set not your affections on this mortal world of dust. Now, this path and beauty that I'm referring to is not a physical beauty. It's not an earthly beauty. It's certainly not found in the pageantry of wealth and riches, nor pomp or show in an ego. It's about finding beauty in the inner self. We often struggle with ourselves. And sometimes before we can help others, we need to heal ourselves and find that inner battle and find the beauty in who we are. These are the children of burnt water in our community. These children are learning this Navajo prayer. They're investigating the world around them with the lens of beauty. They are restoring beauty to the neighborhoods and the community with this prayer. This is the sunset. Our Diné people, we pray three times a day to our Creator. In the West, in the evening, we pray with yellow corn pollen, and that is our offering to see the end and to see what we're working for peace. But in order to work for the end, we have to begin today, begin in the beginning. I'd like all of us to be thinking about the spiritual path that we're on, and where have your ancestors come from? What did they sacrifice so that we may be able to hear, to breathe, to live a life of beautiful resilience, there's a word that I'd like to offer you. It's huizhong. This word huizhong means the sacred, the balance, the harmony, the beauty. And when I'm faced with difficulties in my life, if I feel attacked, oppressed, let down by myself or others, I call to mind this word, huizhong. And I offer it to you guys today to find balance and beauty within yourself. Yeah, thank you.